But the book we were reading was The Butterfly Room. I've got that right, haven't I? By Lucinda Riley.
That's right. And she's pretty prolific. She's written quite a few books now, and they're all quite substantial, as in size, number of pages.
I was going to say, you've got that one in front of you, haven't
yes.
you? It's quite large.
And she's probably best known for her series, which is the Seven Sisters series. But this is a standalone book that I chose, and it's set in Southwold. And as I say, it's a big book, but you can't stop turning the pages, I found. It's just, it's a lovely, engaging story, lots of believable characters, and you just want to find out what happened to them. And it's the usual sort of saga components of love, loss, and the chance for new beginnings. So we start off in 1943, and it's a father and a daughter. Excuse me, he's a Spitfire pilot, and he's home on leave, and he's obviously been affected by the war, but he's engaging with his daughter again. And the thing that they have in common is they collect butterflies. He's got this fascination for rare butterflies, and she helps him collect them. And then we move to the present day, where the daughter's grown up. She's called Posy, and she's now approaching her 70th birthday, and things are changing for her, because the house that she's inherited in Southwold is called Admiral House, and she's having to look at the future, because it's sort of falling down around her ears, and what's she going to do about it? And as she's confronting that future, her past comes back to confront her. So she's having to deal with her adult sons and all their family issues and business issues.
They have all those usual issues as
well,
don't they?
So she's helping them out and trying to sort things out there, as a mother would. And and then she's looking back on what happened to her, and actually her first love, the person that she hasn't seen for 50 years, suddenly appears in front of her in her hometown, and she has to, well, decide on how she wants to meet him.
He won't tell her his secret for a very long time, so you spend a lot of time in the book wondering what on earth it is that he can't talk about and why he left ages ago.
That's right, and they've all got secrets, actually. Yeah. Every character seems to have something that they're hiding from somebody else.
But somehow it's not too convoluted, is it? You want to find out what's happening. It's not a heavy read, but it's a really nice light read, and I felt part of it, and I wanted to know what was going to happen.
That's right. There are a number of characters, and they've all got secrets, they've all got issues, but she weaves it all together very cleverly, I think, in that it never feels heavy, never feels too much. You're just constantly drawing, saying, oh, I wonder what happened to that.
So if you like relationships, books with relationships, do you know why she set it in Southwold? Any idea?
She was visiting there. She lives in Norfolk, but she's travelled all over the world for various reasons, and certainly in research for this Seven Sisters series. But apparently, because that is a seven book series, she wanted a bit of a break. She was taking a holiday in Southwold and enjoyed it so much, taking a ferry across to Warbeswick and all the things that we all do. And she thought, what a lovely place to set a book, I understand. So that's what she did.
She's got very good taste, of course, as well. So, and you've had a comment come through, haven't you, from someone?
Oh, yes. So this is from Christine, and she says that she likes to read about families, and the fact that it was set locally also appealed to her. The story flowed, and I got hooked on the storyline very quickly. In fact, I finished it in 2 days. The characters were well drawn and the problems believable. And I thought that there is quite a strong storyline here, which is the domestic violence storyline. But she says she thought that was very well handled.
Because it isn't overly...
It's not gritty at all.
No, it's not too big a part of the book, but it is there as well. So if you haven't read it yet, hopefully we've whet your appetite. So it's The Butterfly Room by Lucinda Riley.